Testing, testing, 1, 2. Kyle.
Testing, testing, 1, 2.
Mel.
Yeah. Okay. What's up?
Talk.
You talk.
Okay. Can you talk?
Can you talk and just...
Oh my gosh. My God. Are you talking?
Are you talking that?
Bad, back, unintentional?
Yeah.
I can't tell. Oh my gosh.
Doesn't feel so good to be pranked, does it?
That's not a prank.
All right, I'm starting the podcast.
You know how you can tell Melissa's a mom?
How?
You know how I can tell Melissa's a mom? Oh my gosh, you were so annoying.
Keep going. Please keep going. By the way, this is definitely a prank, and it is going great.
It's not a prank. It's not pranking me. You're just being annoying.
Yeah, by pranking. I love this. I love when it's not me. Doesn't feel good to be on the other side of the table, huh?
It's not a prank.
I'm so happy right now. I'm more happy now than I was when you guys, when I thought you guys were my friends. Like, it's just, I'm so happy right now. So, Austin, how are you feeling today?
Mm-mm.
What do you mean? Mm-mm? How's your wife doing? How's her family doing?
Not doing it.
I know they listen every episode, so they want to hear you. So, like, what's been going on in their lives? It's a little rude that you're not going to just answer questions about your family. Melissa, yep. How's Porter doing?
He's doing great.
See, that's how you respond to a question. That's very nice. Austin, how's life been? How's the house? I know there's been a lot of issues there.
This podcast is going to need a big edit.
I know. What an edit this job is going to take because somebody doesn't want to talk, even though they claim this is their favorite time of the week. I don't know why you're trying to look at me. I'm not doing anything. I'm trying to talk to you.
I hate both of you.
I love you.
All right.
You tired? Wow, is this going to be the first podcast with silence? My favorite is Melissa's only doing it because I'm laughing still, but it's so funny. It's so good. You gotta admit, it's funny. If she was doing it to me, you'd be cracking up. They're both stretching right now at the same time. Both looking at the ceiling. Just giving you guys a play-by-play. Top of the seventh inning here in Wrigley Field. 1-1 game. Got Austin over here to my left. He's looking up at the sky. Melissa, mirroring the action. She's also looking up at the sky. Austin a little bit more leaned back on his chair while Melissa's sitting straight up, posture-wise. The posture is perfect on this day at Wrigley Field. Melissa giving me a thumbs up. Ball just a bit outside. That's a 1-2 count now. Austin, of course, hailing from the great state of Tennessee, but he's moved around a lot in his career. He's gone from Tennessee to Los Angeles to St. Louis to all the way here in Chicago. Winds up and delivers. Ooh, another pitch just on the outside corner. That's going to be 2-2 count. Melissa, Chicago native. You love to see it. You love the hometown kids making an effort. She just scratched her face calling time on that play. Ooh, she's starting to lean back a little bit more now. Pitch right down the middle. Strike three called. That's one out here in the top of the seventh. Austin, of course, going through a lot of troubles at home. Pipe has burst. He has also had issues with his heating. He's been without his wife and kids for a few weeks. Some have said that has hindered his performance. He claims, though, that it has not, though he misses them dearly. As the first pitch, just on the outside corner. That's an 0-1 count. Melissa can relate, though. She has a leak in her roof. Told us about it this morning. Going to cost a lot of money to fix. And if you're looking to get stuff fixed, might I recommend State Farm agent that represents this show? Just give him a call or visit him statefarm.com. Next pitch. Just a bit outside. That's 1-1 count. Awesome, Melissa, the dynamic duo approaching their third year together. Things you just love to see. All things come in threes. Am I right, guys? 3 great years with them. And 3 great guys at the Auto Body Shop down on 58th. They're sponsoring the seventh inning here. You want 3 great guys? You don't have to go on Tinder anymore. Just go to the Auto Body Shop. 3greatguys.com. That pitch upstairs, 2-1 count. Now, if you are keeping score at home, both Melissa and Austin still stretching. Austin's hands now more in the air, fiddling with the fingers. Melissa, though, switching it up. She's going to start doing that, too. They're both still looking up at the sky. Is that next pitch right down the middle? That's a 2-2 count now. Again, 1-1 score. Beautiful day here in Chicago. Both of them have crossed their arms. Breaking news. And if you're looking to not only cross your arms, but bend your arms any which way, we got chiropractors that sponsor the show as well. Break it up, chiropractic industry. You want those backs fixed? You want those arms loose? Break it up. That's who you call at breakitup.com. Sorry, that's breakitup.gov. G-O-V. Government sponsor. You love to see it. Swing and a miss. Strike three. That's two outs here, top of the seventh. Beautiful day here in Chicago. Austin has sat up a little bit on his chair. He's kind of still looking at me. I am curious. There was a little bit of mirroring action going on here. I'm curious if it will continue. Both Melissa and Austin rocking beanies today. Austin in the black, sponsored by Sherman Painters, the colors of today's uniforms. Both really brightening up the day. Speaking of brightening up the day, today's inning is sponsored by the Sun. Make sure to bask in it every single day. Visit it at thesun.edu. It's a 1-1 count here, top of the seventh. Still a silent day. It's a reminiscent of those COVID games that we aired a few years ago. Not a lot of people in the stands, but hey, we're all having a good time here. And speaking of good times, this show is sponsored by the TV show Good Times. Remember J.J. Walker? I sure do. That's Good Times on CBS, 9:30 tonight. Melissa and Austin have now switched to checking their phones. And if you're looking for a great wireless plan, might I recommend Cricket? That's Cricket.com, or visit them on Tinder at Cricket. Swipe right for a great phone plan. Cricket.com. Folks, Austin going through a little bit of a dilemma, as we talked about earlier. His pipe burst. His heating has been out. He's been without his wife and kids for years. And now he has not been enjoying the simple pleasure of a podcast that he says is his favorite time of week. Most say it's because he's annoyed at the clubhouse issues with Melissa. Others are saying he just doesn't want to be here anymore. Of course, enjoy this message from our sponsors, poopydiapers.com. It's poopydiapers.com. Back here with the bottom of the seventh inning. Still 1-1 score. Still silence on the airwaves. Melissa and Austin coming up to bat here. Melissa batting a solid .267 this year. Batting average does mean a lot to some people these days, but not to Melissa. She's trying to bump that up to a career high, .296. That's the goal that she gave me as she watches that first pitch down the middle. Strike one. Melissa, of course, bats lefty, right's righty. Ambidextrous, some have called her. I like to call her Melissa Ampy. She fouls this next one off quickly down 0-2 here. Next pitch just a bit outside. That's a 1-2 count now as Melissa, again, rocking white hat, navy blue shirt, believe navy blue pants as well. Speaking of Melissa's pants, make sure to go online, visit melissaspants.com. Do you love to wear Melissa's pants? She's already worn them, and you can too. That's melissaspants.com. Visit them on Facebook at M-E-L-P-A-N-T-S, Mel Pants. Mel Pants was actually my friend in middle school. Don't know what happened to Mel. That's a strike three right there down the middle, right on Melissa. She's now going to go 0-3 on the day, which leads Austin walking up to the plate. Tennessee's own Austin Huff always dreamed of being a baseball player. Got into sports talk radio before putting the cleats back on. Runs a very famous website that some of you might know by the name of Facebook. That's right. Austin, behind the creation of Facebook, actually was the first person to say drop the when it was the Facebook. As he swings and misses on that first pitch. Austin playing second base and hopes to go to second base tonight with the wife, if you know what I'm saying. That's another pitch on the outside. 1-1 count.
Her father listens to this podcast. This is awkward.
It's awkward.
You know how I can tell Melissa is a
mom?
How?
I can throw trash at her. And she will always, without a shadow of a doubt, pick it up and throw it away for me. I'll just throw it at her. Sometimes I just throw it in her general direction. And I don't even
I don't even mean to hit her.
Or if I shoot something in the trash can that I miss. And it falls on the ground. She just walks over and picks it up.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's a fun fact. Try it sometime.
She will always pick up your trash.
Have you done it today?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Twice.
Really?
Yeah, both times.
Did you notice both times that she did it? Or did you do it?
Yeah, I noticed it every time.
Prove it right now.
I don't have any trash near me. Except for, like, for my co-host.
Hey, you don't talk to her like that.
I can talk to her however I want. I am trash. See, she said it herself.
No, you said it. I only heard you.
No, she said it. I am horrible, stinky, terrible trash. See? She said it.
Again, it's weird. I can only hear you.
That's because you're deaf in one ear.
Which ear?
Your right ear.
Why don't you come right ear? Am I right, folks?
Right ear? Right now? Fat Boy Slim? Great song.
Great song.
There are a few songs that get me more jacked up than Right Here, Right Now by Fatboy Slim.
It's a great karaoke song. Is that Praise You by Fatboy Slim?
Honestly, anything from Fatboy Slim's catalog is the best karaoke music.
Is that your karaoke song? We've talked karaoke songs.
There's no way anyone has made it this deep into the podcast.
This is one of our best.
If anyone has made it this deep into the podcast, can you email melissa.mcgurn@odyssey.com? Okay, or melissa at us99.com. Either one. melissa.mcgurn@odyssey.com. It's only one dot.
It's only one dot.
Email her and say, I got far into the podcast. Yeah. Just send it. That's all you have to say. You don't even have to put a subject in the subject line. Just email her and say, I made it this deep in the podcast. Because there's not a chance.
Because there's not a chance.
One, that she gets an email from anyone. Because there's no way anyone has made it through two innings of fake baseball called by Kyle.
Professionally by me. I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, Kyle used to call baseball in Alaska. Fun fact. There's not a chance anyone makes it this deep into the podcast. I would have shut it off like three minutes ago.
You wouldn't have listened to my commentary?
No, I wouldn't have. I would have shut the podcast off three minutes ago. And then with all this going on, I would have shut it off. It's just annoying. And I feel bad for the people that are listening. I feel bad for the people that subscribe to this podcast. They have to wait once a week for this podcast to come out. I am trash.
Okay, I'm done.
Are you? She's 12 years old.